In this gospel, John the Baptist presents the terms of reference for his baptism. What the people should do in order to get baptized by him, but with the baptism of repentance, a different kind of baptism. And it is interesting how we see John the Baptist here, because he had followers, probably a huge number of followers, the people coming, requesting baptism, believing in his words. But we see here how humble John Baptist was. Because when he saw that the Messiah was coming, he told to his disciples, "Please follow him. It's not me anymore." It's so beautiful, this aspect of his mission, presenting the other. Here we can see John the Baptist with his succession plan, presenting the next one. I think that it's inspiring for us, this kind of approach that John the Baptist presented to us. But this is only one of the aspects of this gospel today. Because John the Baptist speaks of the coming of the Messiah. He describes one who will come with an winnowing fork in his hands to clear the threshing floor, separating wheat from chaff, and he speaks of a baptism with the Holy Spirit and with fire. John envisions a leader whose presence will transform everything with his power and unwavering authority, bringing order by separating what is good from what is evil with precision and strength, with a power that will burn with unquenchable fire, consuming all that does not belong to his kingdom. But what happened after the Messiah arrived? Something different. The expectation of John the Baptist was different about the Messiah. And it's interesting because maybe sometimes we have a similar expectation. When we live a time of transition in our life, in maybe in our work, or even in our community, we can think, okay, now the things will be different. I believe that that one who is arriving now will change everything. Sometimes we create a kind of expectation, waiting for maybe St. Michael descending from heaven with the sword and fixing everything. Sometimes we create this kind of expectation. But in this same gospel of Luke, John the Baptist from the prison sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you one, the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Because probably he heard that the Messiah arrived, well, but it is a different Messiah. Please ask him if he is the Messiah. And probably like John the Baptist, sometimes we wait for a strong Savior with his powerful intervention. But Jesus' responses redefine John's expectation without rejecting them. Because Jesus said to John's disciples, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the good news is proclaimed to the poor. This is Jesus. This is the Messiah. And here lies the beauty of the gospel. Jesus fulfills the words of John, but in a way that goes beyond what anyone anticipated. The purification, the fire, and the separation John spoke of are not absent. They are present, but they take a surprising form. The fire here is not destructive, it is transformative. Using winnowing fork with care, gathering and preserving. The Messiah's mission is not only about a kind of judgment, but about healing, liberation, and restoration. And we know that usually this is not the kind of expectation that we nourished in our heart. When we know a situation that needs to be changed, we think that a kind of powerful intervention should come right now and solve everything. But sorry, Jesus chose a different path. He chose the human path of incarnation. He could do that kind of intervention, but he chose walk, and walking with us, teaching us, transforming us, converting us. The fire that Jesus is talking about is the fire of love. And not that kind of fire that will burn those that we don't like. Sorry. It's the fire of love that will burn our heart, not burn the other. Sometimes, at least in our heart, we keep this kind of thought. Oh, maybe some fire could come at this moment, right now. It could solve those problems. But this is not Jesus' way. This is not Jesus' way. Jesus presents to us a different path. And there is a contrast between transformation through acts that demonstrate power and acts that demonstrate a change that goes through compassion, wisdom, and balance. And this is the transformation presented by Jesus. It is not imposing authority, but inspiring through compassion. It is not focusing on control, but fostering collaboration. It is not using fear as motivation, but cultivating trust through understanding. It is not demonstrating superiority, but recognizing shared humanity. It is not seeking personal gain or personal power, but promoting common good. It is not creating division, but building unity and connection. It is not responding with empathy. Sorry, it is not responding, it is not reacting with judgment, but responding with empathy. It is not fostering conflict. It is seeking reconciliation. This is the way of our Messiah. This is the way that Jesus presents and offers to all of us. And in the second reading, we see in the last verse, and the God of peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. We are waiting for the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace will come. And with his fire of love, he can burn everything that doesn't belong to his reign and to his plan. And I can tell you, I truly believe in this aspect of our faith. I truly believe that God has this kind of power, that his grace and his divine will can come and be established among us with this divine power, not with a kind of human power. No, we are instruments, but the source of grace, the source of power, the source of changing is Christ himself with his grace. And may God bless all of us, and teach us how to wait with this perspective, waiting for the Messiah, but the Messiah full of grace and transformative compassion for all of us. Our personal life, our family, maybe in our work, we need the Messiah there, and in our community, we need here as well this same grace present among us. And may God bless all of us. Amen.